The Australian Red Cross says it hopes a new declaration to protect aid workers will have a significant impact on reducing the rising death toll. More than 100 countries have signed the Australian-led declaration at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York. It follows the death of Australian Zomi Francombe in Gaza last year. Australian Red Cross CEO Andrew Colvin says the declaration aims to improve protection and accountability for aid workers killed in war zones like Gaza.
And Gaza is in the middle of an active conflict right now. It's a conflict that has been fought out in the streets. And for aid workers who are could be health, as the case is for many Australian aid workers, that puts you at a level of danger which is perhaps different to what we've seen before. Wars are being fought differently. Wars are being fought in the streets. Wars are being fought in urban environments. And that brings a new level of risk and a new level of danger to aid workers who are in there trying to deliver that absolutely imperative and critical humanitarian aid need.
In 2025, close to 300 humanitarian workers have been killed, putting it on track to become the deadliest year on record. Most casualties are in Gaza, followed by Sudan, and the majority of victims are local aid workers.